On Easter Sunday, Scripture tells us the disciples were to be found behind closed doors, locked away out of fear from the Jews. Their fear kept them silent and hidden and away from the world. And at Pentecost again, they were all sequestered away together, still afraid to go out and talk about Jesus, the Messiah who is risen. As we celebrate Pentecost this weekend, it is a good idea for each one of us to examine our own lives and ask what fears we might have that keep us from going out into the world proclaiming boldly the message of Christ. Are you afraid that if you truly say yes to God, you will become someone else? You will become some kind of Bible-thumping, holier-than-thou, creepy Christian who makes other people uncomfortable? Are you afraid that people will avoid you or shun you because of it? Are you afraid that following Christ more closely would take up too much of your time? It is already challenging enough trying to fit everything you want to do into a week. How could God expect you to do any more? Are you afraid because you have heard the stories of saints who have given up everything in their lives to dedicate themselves to God? Are you afraid that God might ask the same thing of you, that you would have to give up your boat or your house or your job? Have you believed the lie that the pleasures of this world are the only way to happiness, and you are afraid to give up those things? It is to this fear that Jesus comes and says, "Peace be with you." It is to that fear that he sends the Holy Spirit to comfort us with hope and empower us with the strength of God. That is why we celebrate today. It is for this reason that we continue to gather together as the apostles did and pray that the Lord might send down his Holy Spirit upon us as well, so that we might no longer be shackled by our fear, but set free to be who we are called to be. He bestows his gifts upon us so that we might share those gifts now with others. And the beautiful thing is that the Spirit's gifts do not make us into robots. We are not all assimilated into thinking or acting exactly the same. We are still unique individuals who have unique gifts and talents, and we have been called to use those talents in a unique way. It is as St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, that we are members of one body, but different parts within that body, and each part important, each part necessary. We do celebrate a unity in the Holy Spirit, but unity does not mean uniformity. And how God calls you, he calls you individually and personally to live that life of faith, to profess Christ risen in your day, that no matter where you are or what you are doing, we might turn the things of this world towards heaven, that we might celebrate the beautiful days that God gives you, that you might celebrate the opportunity to go on vacation, to enjoy again the fruits of your labor, and that your work itself might be understood as a gift from God and turn to him and his glory. And even our sufferings and even our sorrows can be turned to the Lord, united with him on his cross, and be part of our prayers for salvation. God calls us all, and he comes and sends that Holy Spirit upon us that we might discern truth, that we might be lifted up to again those heavenly things. And he comes to bring that peace, that we might not be afraid, but that we might have that confidence that God calls us to peace. He calls us to be more fully who we are called to be. And yes, the Holy Spirit might help us prune those sinful aspects of our lives. And yes, that might be a little scary. Yes, at times it might be a little painful. But it is pruning the pieces of our lives that weigh us down and setting us free for the glory of God. my brothers and sisters, as we come today, as we celebrate this unity that we are to share in the Holy Spirit, this unity in one body in Christ, as we receive again his very life in the Eucharist. May we be and share that unity in the church, bringing our individual gifts and offering them for the glory of God, for the salvation of souls, that we too might experience that peace God comes to bring, and know it here on earth and forever in heaven.